What's up, y'all? This your boy J Ross down in the basement for www.jrosstv.com, y'all. Come check us out, y'all. We got everything you need on the website. Boy, when I'm telling you it's off the chain, it's off the chain. But right now, y'all, we talking to Miss Shadonna Jackson, y'all, a friend of mine who's a college student, just graduated, y'all, and also a full-time worker. I mean, doing them 12s, dog. And I just wanted to talk to her so she can inspire and encourage some of you young ladies that's coming up on what she had to do to get by and the things she had to do to put it in. So when we come back from commercial break, y'all, we're going to be talking to Miguel Michitana Jackson, graduate 2012, y'all. We up out of here, J. Ross TV. Peace.
Your tax refund or $500 down or your clunker puts you in your choice of any quality vehicle today. Bring your tax refund or $500 cash or your broken down clunker and get the car you need and the credit others won't give you. But hurry, this event won't last forever. Car Credit City, where you're guaranteed a car and guaranteed credit the same day.
88 City. What's up, y'all? This your boy J Ross. Back, hey, don't forget, y'all, check out Car Credit City, one of our major sponsors, y'all. But once again, down in the basement with Miss Shadonna Jackson, y'all, we're going to rap with about being a college graduate, y'all. What's up, Shadonna?
Hey, everyone, how's it going?
Oh, yeah, she going to play it like that, y'all. She going to play it like that. Sending a shout out to my boy Danny, y'all, her man. So don't y'all be calling in talking about y'all trying to holla. But anyway, hey, Shadonna, how's everything going, graduating from college and everything?
Oh, it's going good. It's good. Just a blessing, just working and taking it slow.
Hey, but now, being a college student and working like you work, and I know for a fact you put your time in, what kind of toll does it take on, on everyday life?
Oh, man, it's hard just trying to study and work and just trying to get by and maintain, because everybody know it ain't easy. It's a process. It's a work. It's a struggle that you have to be dedicated to.
Yeah, well, you got a lot of young girls now who want to go to college and making preparations for that journey. Can you give them any advice on how to prepare themselves for the kind of time they have to put in, the kind of studying that's required? Say they're going in your field, which is nursing.
Yes.
What they have to do?
They most of all have to be dedicated. They have to stay focused, because once you dedicate and have your mind set on a goal or a dream, can't nothing stop you. You have to stay dedicated, put the time in, put the effort, because it's a lot of things that can distract you. Try not to get distracted, because it's very easy to be home and be distracted by the things that the world has to offer. You have to stay dedicated and motivated to your dreams and just keep pushing no matter what. No, because everything in life gonna try to bring you down. You have to keep pushing.
Now, what about, say, like being dating and being on a softball team, or, you know, just regular hangout nights, stuff you used to do, that's things you can't do anymore? Do you find to be a big sacrifice?
School, going into the nursing field or any field that requires a lot of work, you have to sacrifice. I sacrifice social life. Sometimes I sacrifice a relationship. But if you're in a relationship and that person really loves you, he is there for your dreams. He supports you and he gives you that time to study. But I'm telling you, it's very hard. You have to sacrifice and make time for a lot of things. And going into the nursing field, we don't have time for a lot of things. So you have to understand that when you're going for something, you let go of some of the things that you used to. And it's all worth the fight, though.
Now, what about, say, people that might have kids? You know, I know people you probably went to school with, some of them might have had kids and stuff. So how do you, I wonder how they juggle that, you know? Like kids, where mama? You mama studying at the library or whatnot? I wonder what kind of mental toll that can take on a person.
Oh, it can take a very, very big effect on a person. Me personally, I don't have kids, so I don't know, but I know it's a struggle for me without kids. So I commend any woman who's doing it with kids, because without kids, it's hard. I barely have time for myself. So for a person who's out there doing it with their kids, I commend them, because it's very hard. And I know it takes time away from their kids. And you, like I said, you have to balance your time and a lot of things you can't do, but I know your kids come first and you have to study. You have to find balance, because I couldn't imagine doing it with kids, because it's hard doing it just me by myself.
Yeah, now Satan, all right, you graduated and you say you want to keep going on and further your career, but do you find it to be satisfying so far, you know, graduating and seeing like a bright future ahead of you?
Yes, because it was a point in time where I thought that it was never going to be an end. And to see that I'm halfway to my goal, graduating and then going on to further myself more, it's like I'm starting to see the light through the tunnel, because before I couldn't see it. So, but I kept pushing, I kept fighting, and now it feels like it's like a weight lifted off me to know that I'm halfway to it. And it gives me a step to know that I can further myself.
Now, would you recommend... Well, you know, I know you got a guy, but I'm saying when you were first starting off and with the people that's coming up now, would you recommend for them to be in a relationship when you're trying to go through something this tough?
No. Honestly, no. Because being in a relationship when I first started off is what had me to thinking I wouldn't see the light in the tunnel. Because, again, the distraction, the wondering what this person doing to try to being there for that person and giving your all and still trying to maintain your own, it's very hard. I mean, I wouldn't tell nobody not, because love is a beautiful thing, but it's hard. And I would go back and I would be single and just focus, because when it's in the long run, I'm doing this is for me, and that person can be here or they couldn't be, they could be gone tomorrow. So,
well, now, got to tell y'all this now. Shadonna and them got a big family, and I mean, they crazy. I mean, they one of them old touchy-feely, lovey-dovey family. So now you and your mama real close.
Really?
And a lot of times you were gone and all that. And when you in class and say everything is on top of you, like, man, I ain't going to be able to do this. I'm tired. I'm this. What keeps a person going, somebody like yourself?
Just my family, my mother, my father, my drive, my motivation, me wanting more, and my mother and father wanting more out of life from me. You know, just them telling me no matter what, that to still go for it, and they got my back. And just, it's just to have a strong bond. People who don't have family sometimes have friends or anybody. Just to have a strong backbone behind you, a strong foundation behind you is what really keeps you going.
Yeah, well, speaking of friends, though, now, like, when you did any of your friends seem like, I don't want to say jealous, but kind of like try to talk you out of it because, you know, you're trying to move on and better your life?
They didn't try to talk me out of it, but it was a lot of hate. It was a lot of hate because I'm the only one out of everybody who I grew up with who don't have kids, and they have kids and they're not doing the things, or they don't have the drive. Everybody's drive is different, but they don't have the drive I have to go and better themselves. So I wouldn't say they try to talk me out of it, but it was definitely a lot of hate. Yeah. They hate it.
My goodness. Ain't that something, y'all? But once again, y'all, we down in the basement at www.jrosstv.com podcast, talking to Miss Shadonna Jackson, 2012 college graduate, y'all, already doing nursing, y'all, but trying to keep it going, furthering her career, and just trying to give a little insight to people who want to go into that field, but even with people who just want to be something and hear from somebody that's doing it and the kind of things that they had to do to fight themselves through it in order to keep going. So, but back to the relationship thing now. My goodness. So, like, now, all right, I don't want to get your age, but you in your young 20s.
Yes.
And I'm hating on that. but man, it seemed like, you know, I see all the young folks out partying, you know, out.
Right.
Out doing out dancing the jig and all that. But you have to be at home studying, man. But I guess in the long run, it pays off, though.
Yeah, it does. But you know what? I had my party days. Like, you know.
Yeah, but you're only 20-something. 22,
24. I'm 24, and I party before my time. I was in the clubs before my time. So I had my party days. And to be honest, I'm kind of like focused on my future now. I'm focused on building me and my business and my foundation. So, but I had my times. I had my dancing days and my club days.
I heard that. So, but before we roll up out of here, y'all, on www.jrosstv.com, speak to the young people, speak to women that's hustling, that's trying to get what you get, and just see if you can give them some encouragement and not to give up.
Ladies, first of all, most importantly, you have to keep God first. Keep God first and in the center of everything you do, no matter what the devil, the world is going to try to bring you down, steal your joy, and take your peace. But if you keep your prayers up, stay prayed up, keep your foundation and keep your mind made up, you can do anything in life. No matter what somebody tell you, no matter how you feel, you can do anything in life that you put your mind to. Everybody has hustle and ambition in them. They just have to find a way to bring it out. But most importantly, keep God in the center of everything you do, and whatever you look, put your mind to, it'll work out. Trust me. I know.
Man, that's enough said, y'all. Shadonna bringing the heat, and God first, y'all. I'm down with that 100%. We're going to let her roll up out of here, y'all. We down in the basement in St. Louis at www.jrosstv.com. This is the podcast. You can check us out on the website, y'all. Go leave your name, address, and get the free newsletter every month. And we're going to bounce, y'all. Once again, Miss Shadonna Jackson, 2012 college graduate, y'all. Already a nurse and further pushing herself out there, y'all. We out, y'all. Peace.
Bye. See you later. Thank you. All right.
I love you.
And I think you're the Egg McMuffin of boyfriends.
It's the Egg McMuffin of automobiles.
I'll take it.
You told me it was the Egg McMuffin of apartments. The Egg McMuffin.
The Egg McMuffin of all beach days.
Experts are calling it the Egg McMuffin of
science projects.
The simple joy of the one and only. With fresh cracked egg and extra lean Canadian bacon, it's just one of the wholesome ways to start your day at 300 calories or less.
He called you the Egg McMuffin of what?